Transition Sequence Course for Deep Jungle Atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, Advanced Edition. Today we're not doing the cheesy white noise riser into a drop thing. We're building transitions that feel inevitable, like the drums never stop telling the truth. But the room, the air, and the texture around them slowly shapeshift into something darker. The goal is a drum-driven transition system you can reuse, a clean modern drum bus, a break morph layer that can gradually take over, and a pair of return effects for reverb throws and dubby delay punctuation. Then we'll write a 16-bar transition script you can expand to 32 whenever you want. Before we touch any devices, here's the mindset. Treat the transition like a mix problem, not only a writing problem. In jungle and deeper drum and bass, the biggest perceived changes come from where energy sits in the spectrum, how wide it feels, and how long sounds sustain. You can make a section feel like it's intensifying without adding a single new drum hit, just by moving tone, width, and tail length on the secondary layers, while your anchors stay steady. And that word matters, anchors. Decide what will not move for the entire transition. Pick one or two constants. A classic choice is main snare transient stays consistent, plus one simple hat grid that keeps the listener oriented. Everything else is allowed to mutate. This is how you get heavy and weird without losing the one. Alright, session prep. Set your tempo to something in the jungle zone, 170 to 174. For this lesson, lock it to 172 BPM. Bring up the groove pool and grab a subtle shuffle, like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 58, but use restraint. Apply it lightly, around 10 to 20%, and only to hats and ghost notes. Do not swing your kick and snare unless you really know what you're doing, because that's how the dance floor loses the grid. Now place arrangement markers, A, which is your main role, then transition, 16 bars, then drop or next section. Even if you're writing freely, these markers keep your decisions intentional. Step 1. Build two drum identities. Clean and break morph. The transition should feel like the drums are changing skins. Create a track called Drums A Clean. This is your modern, tight bus. It can be two-step or rolling, but keep it confident. Kick and snare relationship stays consistent. Add some ghost activity, but nothing that confuses the backbeat. On this clean drum bus, build a simple stock chain. First, drum bus. Set drive somewhere in the 5 to 12 range depending on your material. Crunch low, especially if your hats are already bright. Boom only if it complements your sub. Keep it subtle, around 45 to 60 Hz if you use it at all. Next, glue compressor. Aim for a gentle squeeze. Attack in the 3 to 10 millisecond range, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio at 2 to 1. You want 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is movement, not flattening. Then EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz to clear a rumble. If the loop feels boxy, take 1 to 2 dB out around 200 to 350 Hz. Small moves. You're shaping a foundation, not redesigning the drums. Now build drums B break, your morph layer. Grab a classic break, aminish. Think, hot pants, whatever fits your taste. Drop it into simpler, switch to slice mode, slice by transient, and set playback to through. Then slice to a new MIDI track so Ableton converts it into a drum rack. This is the fast advanced workflow, because now you can program break phrasing like an instrument. Program a pattern that follows your main groove but introduces micro chaos, ghost snares, little flams, late hats, tiny offsets. Here's a big teacher note. Microtiming works best when you push or pull one layer only. If you nudge everything, you just lose punch. Try delaying only the break layer hats by plus 6 to 15 milliseconds during the more intense part of the transition. The clean bus stays tight, the break layer drags and feels heavier. Processing chain for drums B break. Start with auto filter in LP24 mode. Add a little drive, 2 to 6, and set envelope to 0. We'll automate cutoff manually because we want deliberate motion, not envelope randomness. After that, add saturator, analog clip mode, drive 2 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then roar, since we're in Live 12. Use it like a shadow layer, not a headline distortion. Start with something gentle like a warmth or tube preset, and keep mix in the 10 to 30% range. If you crank it, it stops being atmosphere and becomes distortion demo. For transient shaping, use drum bus and pull transients negative when needed, anywhere from minus 5 to minus 20. The whole point is, as the transition progresses, the break can get softer and ghostlier, while your clean snare can stay authoritative. Step 2. Create the return effects. This is where jungle transitions get that fog and dub punctuation without drowning the groove. Make return a called verb throw. put hybrid reverb on it. Choose an algorithmic hall or a convolution dark room vibe. Set decay around 3 to 7 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds so it blooms behind the hit, not on top of it. High pass the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz and low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Jungle atmosphere is dark and smoky. If your reverb is bright and fizzy, it will sound like a modern EDM tail and it'll fight your hats. After hybrid reverb, add EQ 8 and notch 2 to 4 kHz if anything is poking. Optionally, add a compressor side-chained from kick and snare. Ratio about 4 to 1. Fast attack. Release 100 to 250 milliseconds. This keeps the reverb huge, but it ducks when the drums speak. Return bead is dub delay. Use echo. Time it to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass 250 to 500 Hz. Low pass 4 to 8 kHz. A touch of modulation, 2 to 8%, gives motion. If you want gentle width, put auto pan after echo at 1/2 or 1 bar, amount 10 to 25%. Subtle. We're widening mist, not making the drums wobble around the room. Key technique. We are not turning these returns up and leaving them. We're going to automate send amounts on specific hits. Think of it as punctuation. A reverb throw is a comma, a delay throw is a question mark, and silence is an exclamation point. Step 3. The 16-bar transition script. This is your arrangement logic. Here's the arc. Bars 1 to 8 introduce change without giving away the drop too early. Bars 9 to 12 escalate by density and bus movement, not just new sounds. Bars 13 to 16 remove something vital to create a vacuum, then tunnel into the next section. Bars 1 to 4, break appears in the shadows. Keep drums a clean stable. Fade in drums be break quietly. Automate the break layers. Auto filter cutoff starting around 2 to 4 kHz and slowly down toward about 1.2 to 2 kHz. You're not doing a dramatic sweep, you're dimming the lights. Increase roar mix slightly, like 10% up to 20, and soften break transients from 0 down to around minus 10. It should feel like the break is present but ghosted, like it's behind the clean drums. Now add reverb throws. On every second snare, send a small amount to verb throw, around 5 to 12%. Don't do it every snare. Every snare sounds like you discovered sends yesterday. Every second snare feels like a deliberate phrase. Bars 5 to 8. The morph begins. Now the break becomes rhythmically relevant. Add extra slice hits. Tiny snare drags, hat flicks, little late ghosts. Shape velocity so it sounds like hands and air, not a grid. Ghost hits around 30 to 60 velocity, accents around 90 to 115. Automation here. Bring drums B break up by 1 to 3 dB. Introduce little echo throws on offbeats, 3 to 8%. Optional but effective. Add redux slightly on the break bus. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5 and keep dry slash wet 5 to 12%. This gives that aged sampler edge without wrecking transients. Quick coaching note. A powerful trick in transitions is the negative fill. Instead of adding a fill, remove one expected hit right before a busy bar. Drop a hat on the last eighth before bar 8, for example. That tiny hole makes the next density increase feel bigger without adding clutter. Bars 9 to 12, density and pressure, but keep headroom. This is where advanced transitions separate themselves, because you're using bus movement, not chaos. On drums a clean or the drum group, automate the glue compressor threshold slightly down, so gain reduction rises from about 2 dB up to around 4 dB by bar 12. Also automate drum bus drive up 1 to 2. Tiny moves, big feel. For hat density, duplicate your hats and make a hats rush layer. High pass aggressively like 6 to 8 kHz, so it's just air and urgency. Add auto pan at 1/8 or 1/16 with a small amount. Fade this layer in only from bars 9 to 12. That creates rush without filling your mids. Now add fill motifs. Every 2 bars, write a half bar snare fill using break slices. Brief triplet feel is classic jungle chatter, but keep the kick anchors consistent. The grid must remain readable. And remember the anchor rule. If you're doing wild stuff, keep one or two elements constant. Main snare transient is the usual hero. That's how the listener never loses the plot. Bars 13 to 14. Remove the floor. This is the pre-drop vacuum, and it's where you stop sounding like effects and start sounding like intent. Mute the kick on drums a clean for half a bar near the end of bar 14. Not a full bar. Half a bar is enough to create that stomach drop. Keep ghost percussion running very quietly, so the momentum doesn't die. DJs also love this kind of continuity, because phrasing stays obvious even when you remove the floor. Now do a signature, reverb throw, On one snare hit, spike the verb throw send to 30 to 60% for that one hit, then immediately bring it back down. At the same time, on the reverb return itself, automate the hybrid reverb decay up a little, like 4 seconds towards 7 seconds over bars 13 to 14. You're making the room stretch while the kick disappears. That contrast is everything. Advanced hygiene check. If your transition feels messy, solo your return tracks. If the returns sound like a separate song, they're too loud, too bright, too long, or all three. Bars 15 to 16. The tunnel. This is the jungle signature move where the break becomes the transition instrument. Create a new audio track called Break Resample. Set audio front to drums B break, or even the whole drum group if you want the combined texture. Arm it and record bars 15 to 16. On that recorded audio, set warp mode to beats, preserve transients, and set envelope around 40 to 70%, tight, but not robotic. Now process the resample. Put auto filter in HP12 mode and sweep cutoff upward from around 120 Hz to about 800 Hz across bar 15. As the low end disappears, the perceived tunnel effect kicks in, especially if your sub and bass are staying stable elsewhere in the session. Increase reverb and delay sends toward bar 16, and add utility on the resample layer. Automate width from 100% to 140%, only on the resample. Keep your main drums monosolid so the impact stays centered.